Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Thursday, and so this is the day we take action on what we've been learning. We've been looking at the idea of hungering and thirsting after righteousness and being spiritually filled even while we hunger and thirst for something. And so I'd encourage you to take action on this today. Look around you as you go through your day. Maybe you're on a train or bus right now or driving in. Start opening your eyes to the needs around you. Whether that's those on the bus or the train, who hasn't got a seat? Who seems to be on their way to a job that's hardly going to pay for their go fare? Who's in need once you get to your workplace? Do you have to pass somebody homeless on the street? Do you see hungry people around you? Or maybe there are needs that you don't see visibly, but you can sense that that coworker is hurting, that their marriage is in trouble, that their family is hurting, that financially they're not making ends meet. Start opening your eyes to those kinds of needs. They're complicated, and so I'm not going to tell you to go and fix everybody's problems today. Just open your eyes to them. Start thinking about what it looks like to respond to those needs. We all have our natural way of wanting to respond to the needs we see. What's yours? Is it to see these things and be discouraged and paralyzed and not quite sure what to do with them? Are you somebody who just wants to close your eyes and ignore it all? Or are you somebody who wants to get involved in some kind of organized way of helping others? Or maybe you want to get involved on your own. You want to connect with somebody one-on-one and help them. Maybe it's something else that's true to you. Well, my question for you is just to open your eyes. Feel the hunger pangs of knowing that something's not quite right in our world. Just let it sink in. Let it gnaw at you. Just get a sense that the world is not as it should be. Get frustrated at it. Like the feeling of being hungry all the time. Let it nag at you through the day. Let it challenge you. And then whatever you're being challenged to do about one of those issues in your life, try to do something small to alleviate that hunger pang. You will probably at once feel satisfied and a sense of hunger to do more. That's a good thing. Well, that's your challenge for the day. It's not going to be easy, but I urge you to give it a try. See you tomorrow.